This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine this morning. Happy New Year. Thank you for listening. And for your membership and support of Joy, it keeps us on air and focused. Now, tune in, stay safe, obey the COVID rules. Our continued enjoyment of life depends on it.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne, and in fact around the world on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, the longest running current affairs show on Joy. We bring you opinion, current news, questions, and of course feedback from you, our listeners. We bring you current affairs from a queer perspective. It's radio by us, for us. I'm Macca. Good morning. My co-host this morning is the CEO of Joy, Ange Barry. Good morning, Ange.
Morning, Macca. Good morning, Paul.
How are you?
Very good, thank you, and lovely to be with you, Macca.
It's lovely for you to be here. Paul, of course, is on panel. Fiona on social media. Gordon is at home getting ready for the podcast onslaught. For those of you wondering where Tass is, he's on his way back from South Australia running the border gauntlet. Well, he thought he might be, but he's not. Now, this is our first live show for 2021, and it's been great to be back behind the microphones after a break of a few weeks. And during those few weeks, we played our most downloaded podcast for 2020. And again, I want to thank the SatMag team, all the guests we've had over those 430 segments. And that was 86 hours of interviews in 2020. And of course, our loyal listeners and folk who downloaded our podcast tens of thousands of times, and to all the Joy members and sponsors who make being on air possible. It's an honour. So, Ange, let's get on with it.
Absolutely, Macca, let's dive in.
So, we've actually got a big show today. Coming up shortly, Catherine Bennett. Catherine is the chair in epidemiology at Deakin University, and we've spoken to Catherine before. We're going to talk about COVID and the state borders. Then Sally Capp, Lord Mayor Sally Capp. We've actually got a real lot of things to talk to Sally about. She'll have a list. We might even let her get to her list. But we're going to speak with her for two segments. If you have any particular questions you'd like us to ask Sally or any of our guests, on air at joy.org.au, and we'll endeavour, if they're appropriate, we'll ask them. Following the 11 o'clock news, David Flynn from Executive Traveller, Australian Business Traveller, going to talk about, is it wise to be booking overseas flights now? Now, we saw during the week that Qantas, excuse me, have opened up international bookings from July 1. Is that a wise thing for people to do? What are the rules going to be on those tickets? But also, how's the competition between Virgin and Qantas going? And also Rex, a new entrant into the market. Following that, Nick Rees. Nick is, apart from being Deputy Lord Mayor, he's also from the School of Social and Political Sciences at the University of Melbourne. We're going to talk to him about the Trumpanzees, all the followers of the kidnapped chimp, Donald Trump, and what's going on in US politics. Then, following that, my op-ed, so you might actually get to know what I really think.
You're shy, well, I think, Macca.
Well, yeah, not that you don't anyway. And then following that, Ange and I are going to speak with Brett from The Laird about Northside Bazaar and what's going on there and when it's going to happen. So, Ange, how's the break been for you? Have you had a nice restful break?
I have, thank you, Macca. I had time off from the 23rd to the 4th.
I know.
And it was lovely. I managed to get away and support Victoria, so I went to Echuca, which was okay. Nice up that way. Had a few days with a friend by the pool, nice. Enjoyed a little bit of warm weather, a bit warmer than Melbourne up there, of course, but came back to Joy feeling quite refreshed and excited about this new year. And I know that we all think it's going to be another strange one, and that's okay. I think we've gone through acceptance in 2020, and now we're into dealing with it mode. We're ready to deal.
We've had a lot of curveballs, but I think about, you know, those machines that tennis players use to practice?
Yes.
With, you know, that shoot the balls?
Yes.
It's like we've had, there's been one of those machines and all it's been firing at us all year is these curveballs.
Yeah,
just
totally.
Constant, yeah. You know. I think 2021 is going to be a big challenge for a whole lot of us because things that we thought were normal are no longer normal.
Mm.
And we talk about the new normal. But there's so much unpredictability. So just think, if a few days ago, despite the warnings, you'd actually gone to Queensland or to Brisbane for a holiday.
Yes.
And you'd now be stuck there.
Yep.
Or if you'd gone to New South Wales, again, despite the warnings, and you were stuck there. And look, there's two sides to this in every case. There are many people that say, well, it's outrageous that I can't come back to Victoria, you know, that I can't come back from Queensland. Unless we know it's safe, that's why the border is closed. Governments don't do this. And don't forget, you know, they'll say, oh, it's Dictator Dan and, you know, Anastasia, you know. It's also with Stephen Marshall, Liberal Premier.
Yes.
And sorry, I forget his name, but in Tasmania, Liberal Premier.
Yep. McGowan. Mark McGowan.
No, that's Western Australia.
Oh, sorry.
So
Gutwin.
Gutwin.
Peter Gutwin.
Yeah, Peter Gutwin. So, you know, you've had Liberal and Labor states, all of them closing their borders at different times. And they do it for a reason.
Yes.
It's easy for some commentators to say, oh, it's just populism. So when a Labor Premier does it, it's populism. When a Liberal Premier does it, according to them, it's protecting public health.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. Depends which paper you read.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct, Macca. I think, though, this year and last year, but this year in particular, people's creativity is going to shine, and we did that well here at Joy. You know, our people have become incredibly creative to navigate their way through this. So I think some, you know, pretty amazing changes are going to happen in 2021, and I'm excited about that.
Well, one of the biggest, of course, is going to be our eventual move to the Pride Centre.
Yep.
Not going to put too hard a time frame on it, but I would hope that we're in there by the end of the first quarter.
Yes, yes, look, absolutely.
And, you know, that's going to be really exciting. It's going to be exciting for Fitzroy Street. It's going to be exciting for all the organisations that are going to be in one place.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, it's such an awesome building and an awesome location.
Yeah.
It's going to be something really exciting.
I think, Macca, it'll absolutely enhance our status and purpose for being as a community organisation because we'll be surrounded by our community and, you know, our interaction with them will be really exciting. So for Joy, bigger studios, better studios, a home for Joy TV.
Much bigger studios.
Much bigger studios. Equipment, Paul's delighted. Equipment that has been partly supplied by a great partner of ours, AVC. Excellent equipment to make our volunteers work much, much easier for them. So good times ahead.
So with AVC, and let's recognise that they've really come to the party here, very, very significant contribution they're making
they
to
have.
Joy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're grateful for that. But also in return, they will have the ability from time to time to show some of their clients through.
Correct.
And say, this is the sort of equipment we provide. This is the this is how we help set this up.
Yeah.
So for them, it's an you know, it's a great example of what their equipment can do and how it's installed.
Yeah.
And for us, it also showcases Joy.
Yeah, totally. I think these sort of partnerships are how community organisations really thrive, Macca, and we'll be delighted to be able to show the world, you know, how a setup like Joy works with that kind of equipment. So it's a win-win.
It is. And I just quickly want to say we got a message. We should be promoting confidence in listening to government advice instead of confidence in self-directed travel decisions. And that might have been in reference to my comment earlier about TAS coming back from South Australia.
Mm.
TAS was very conscious of finding out what was the advice about going to South Australia.
Mm.
There was no advice of any kind not to go to South Australia. So please don't, you know, when I said he was running the gauntlet of the border, reality is he checked. He's actually a health professional.
Yeah.
He checked before he and his partner went to South Australia. They're actually back in Victoria now. But, yeah, listen to the health advice.
Yeah.
Don't make decisions based on what you think you'd like to do and what would be nice to do. Before you do make those decisions, look at the health advice. Take the health advice.
Absolutely.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.